Just the other day, a mother of young adult children said to me, "Father, many young people are leaving the church because of the teachings. Shouldn't the church make it easier for the young people?" This mother is correct in one sense, and that is the Lord Jesus' teaching is difficult to hear sometimes. Like the teaching we hear today, when he said, "Do not let your hearts be troubled." I mean, if someone tell you, "Don't let your hearts be troubled," they should be ready to say, "Well, because I'm going to take the troubles away from you. So don't be troubled." Or at least say, "Don't let your hearts be troubled because I'm going to help you through your troubles." He didn't say none of that. He said, "Don't let your hearts be troubled because my Father's house has many rooms. And I'm going to go there and prepare a room for you." Well, that's hard, because what if I don't want to go to the Father's house? What if all I want is, "God, give me a house here, California." I mean, young people nowadays have a hard time buying a home. It's over $1 million for a little condo. Why don't you help us with the house? Then our hearts won't be in trouble. Well, don't tell us about this Father's house. And then he talks about, "Don't let your hearts be troubled because you're going to be with me in my Father's house." Now, it seems to me that he overplays his hand here, because the Lord Jesus seems to assume that all of us love him so much that we want to be with him. That since he went back to the Father in heaven, we're living here on earth, yearning, longing, and say, "Where is my Jesus? I can't wait to go to be with you, Jesus, in my Father's house." That seems to be the scenario that Jesus has in mind. And so he says, "Don't let your hearts be troubled. Don't worry. You're going to be with me. I'm gonna get the rooms ready for you in my Father's house." Well, we don't care about that, do we? And then he goes on and say, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Well, I remember when I was 11 years old, this is the sense of the meaning when the Lord Jesus says, "I am the way," okay? When I was 11 years old, my mom and dad tried to get me to walk with a bunch of men through the jungle in Thailand to escape communism from Vietnam. And I think I told you the story. The men didn't want to take me because I was only 11 years old. And, you know, it's a perilous journey. And my mom and dad begged them, and eventually they said, "Okay, we'll take you." And so I remember the leader of the group, I think the man was in his 30s, took me aside and gave me a pep talk. And the pep talk was something like this: "Boy, the jungles have no way. There's no road, there's no sign, there's no beware of this, but there's no way in the jungle. I am the way through the jungle. You follow me. When we get to the jungle, boy, you follow me like a shadow, because if you don't, you die. There is no way in the jungle. I am the way. Follow me or die," he said to me. and I was 11 years old. I'm like, whoa. But this is the sense that the Lord Jesus is telling us. I am the way. Follow me or you die. We don't like that, do we? Because we want to do our own way. How many times as a priest, I tell you, that I have to say no to funerals, doing funerals, when the family said, oh, Father, can we play that song, My Way? You know? And I say, no. Because when you die and you go before the judgment seat of God, it does not go well for you. If you stand there before God and say, I did it my way, you should be able to say, God, here I am, and I did it your way. But isn't that true? When the Lord Jesus say, I am the way, we don't like that because we like our own ways. You see, many of the things that Jesus said don't conform to our thoughts, our liking. I am the truth. Well, through the ages, people have followed many truths, have claimed many truths. I'll give you just a few. The Greeks said that the truth lies in wisdom. That's why they did all philosophy, huh? They were all philosophers. That's where truth is, wisdom. The Romans said truth lies in power. Remember the time when Pontius Pilate said to Jesus, what is truth? Remember that? He actually wasn't asking a question. Because right before that, he had said to Jesus, don't you know that I have the power to release you right now or to let you go die? I have the power. I am the truth. That's what he meant to say. So for the Romans, the truth is to have power, to have strength. Education says truth is knowledge. Psychology says truth is self-balance. Materialism says truth is having things. Humanism says truth is self-discovery. Science says truth is empirical facts. Judaism says being God's people. Buddhism says self-enlightenment. Hinduism said reincarnation. Islam said purification of the faith in Allah. See, there are many truths throughout the ages. But if you notice, there is one thing that they all have in common, and that is, it's all about me. It's all about us. And it sounds really nice because it's about us. But when Jesus said, I am the truth is not in you. The truth is me, God, the Son of God. We don't like that. Because we want the truth to be about me, about us. The Lord Jesus says and teaches many things that don't conform with our thoughts, our liking. The Lord Jesus teaches many things that are contrary to TikTok, to Facebook, to social media, to CNN, to whatever out there. They don't jive. So the mother was correct when she came to me and said, Father, the teachings are very hard. they don't match with the young people. That's why they live in the church. Can we light it up a little bit? Lighten it up a little bit, change it, adapt it so that the young people like it better? Well, I tell you what, there's only two ways to look at this. Either TikTok and Facebook and the young adults who following TikToks and Facebooks are correct, or Jesus is correct. Which one do we choose? The question at hand is, do we force somehow God to conform to our likings, to our thoughts? Or do we force ourselves to conform to God's thoughts? This is the crux of the issue. I don't know about you, but I have my money on God. Although many people may not like it, although many young adults may not like it, although many old people may not like it, although the world today doesn't like it, although the number of Christians, of Catholics may dwindle down to a very small group of people, I put my money on the teachings of Jesus. Even when Holy Family is going to be me and five other people, that's never going to happen because I have you. But you know the point. We are not going to walk around and say, let's adjust the teachings of God to my liking. It's more like, Jesus is the way. And if we don't follow him, we die.